It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Well, there's nothing better than getting a great shave, and I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
Make Hotshots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score 5 or more, Hotshots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hotshots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best only at MyBookie.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now, save 25% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best only at MyBookie.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pill? path, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny Silent Street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Do you know who this is?
A big joke.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
How long has it been since I told on the air my Ronnie Millsap story?
Oh, it's been a while.
Has it been a while?
Yeah.
The reason I mention that is I rediscovered Ronnie Millsap today. I'm listening to something, and a Ronnie Millsap song comes on, and I really liked it. And then I went and checked my iPhone, only had one Ronnie Millsap song. So I downloaded like six songs. And you know how you get in a... like a mood, you just keep playing the same artist over and over and over, like three or four songs, you burn yourself out on it. I've done that with Elvis and the Beatles, and you can't stand it anymore. So now I'm doing the Ronnie Millsap thing. So maybe I'll just tell my Ronnie Millsap story. Hang on a minute.
You okay?
Piece of fried pickle from next door. First, I need to welcome everybody. Good afternoon. Oh, my goodness.
Everybody.
Yeah. Welcome to the... we actually have in the sound effects thing, a thing that goes like...
yeah.
Go ahead. I don't know what that's called.
Your throat.
If you die on air, who takes over?
You know, that's a good question. That's like president, vice president,
right.
Speaker of the House, that kind of thing.
I think John Hadley.
I think...
Yeah.
I think Terry Daly takes over.
Oh, what?
I think that's the way I had it set up. I never changed it. I need to get that. Maybe get that thing.
Well, let's have Tori Lyons do traffic for 3 hours straight.
Oh, you know what? That's it. She takes over.
Okay, yeah, good.
Tori Lyons.
Good to know who's next.
I think he found it. Do it again. Yeah. Yeah. We always do that when anybody gets, one of those things in their throat. So,
a friend of mine died eating fried pickles from next door, so that's why I'm asking.
Oh, great. That's good. I want to welcome everybody to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And tell you what a pleasure it is to have you here. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not just just saying it like some people do. And I'll share my Ronnie Millsap story, which is no way to start a show. I know that. Why would you start a show with a Ronnie Millsap story? Because I want to. Because I can, so that's it.
Maybe some people like Ronnie.
Well, years ago... excuse me. See, now you're catching on. That's what we do to people. We just beat them to death with the same thing. I did 8 years in the country music business. Dan did some of those years with me. They were fantastic and fun, and I enjoyed every minute of it. And it was when country was, to me, at its best. Alan Jackson, George Strait, Merle Haggard, real country music, without going way, way back to Porter Wagoner. I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff. So it's an outdoor concert. And it was put on by the radio station. The station was run by a guy who was, he didn't have a very good reputation in town. He had a reputation for not paying bills, for just sort of being one of those guys who, when you called him and said, hey, you're 4 months behind in whatever, he'd go, yeah, so what? Hang up. That was the guy. So later I found out that we bring these acts in. And sometimes he didn't get paid. The promoters didn't get paid, but he didn't care. He's like to put on a good show, and he did. So it was an outdoor, some park. I don't remember what park it was, one of the county parks. And check this lineup. Now, and my job is to introduce, the act. So here are the people on this one show outside. Ronnie Millsap, T.G. Shepherd, Glenn Campbell, Clint Black, Jerry Reed, who am I meeting? And I'm leaving about three big names out. And these are big names. So for those of you who don't know, Ronnie Millsap is blind. I I don't remember if he was born blind. We could Google it, I guess. I can't because I'm talking, but Tim will do it. He's good at that. I want to say he was born blind. Ronnie Millsap, a great talent, great artist, plays a keyboard, sings, and had a bunch of hits. So I used to wear, and this was sort of my signature thing through the 80s, I wore these Jimmy Buffett parrot Hawaiian loud shirts. I still have a lot of them. I love those shirts. You know, the shirt tail out Hawaiian thing. And now let me pause while Tim gives us the scoop on Ronnie Millsap.
Millsap was born January 16th, 1943 in Robbinsville, North Carolina. A congenital disorder left him almost completely blind from birth.
Mm. There you go. Thank you.
Welcome.
So I don't know, whoever the promoter was or who was in charge of the event said, Frank, you need to meet Ronnie Millsap before you introduce him. You go around, you meet everybody, meet Glenn Campbell, you meet all these people before you introduce him. I said, great. And, you know, I had on one of my parrot head type Hawaiian multicolored loud shirts. And so out of this motorhome steps Ronnie Millsap, being led by the arm by his assistant. Sunglasses, the whole thing. Now, Tim, do you know who Ronnie Millsap is?
I just know he's a blind country singer.
Okay. Limey, do you know who he is?
I do not.
Okay. Well, this is certainly going to be interesting.
I know who he is.
Well, thank you, Dan. Well, you can substitute in your mind, if you want, Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles. It'd be the same thing. Being led over to you by the arm, and this person says, Frank, Ronnie Millsap. Ronnie, Frank Opinion. I said, Ronnie, pleasure to meet you. I said, we play your music every day. And he looked at me and goes, man, that is one wild shirt you're wearing. and it stunned me. And my first thought was, you lying fraud. You are a fraud. You can see. What the heck was that? What was that?
I don't know. It's not me.
I don't know.
It is not me.
Somebody's phone. Not mine. Mine's on vibrate.
It sounded like it was playing music or something.
Yeah, it was playing music.
Boy, he said, man, that's one wild shirt. I just thought, well, he's a liar. He's not even blind. And then he burst out laughing. His assistant had said, say something about his shirt. But boy, for about 2 seconds.
He got you.
He had me. I thought, this guy is not blind. Dan, have you been able to make, would you try again to make contact with the chief?
Oh, yes, I will.
We're trying to get a hold of the police chief in Uranus, Missouri. As many of you know, I guess it's been about a week now, the Uranus Daily News had a headline. The headline was simply, Rat Boy is Missing. You know what? Hang on.
There is a beep in here somewhere.
It could be my iPad. It's behind me. It could be.
You need to put it to sleep.
I'll get it in a minute. I brought my iPad and my phone to back them up here because I have Wi-Fi at home. So I use this place to back up and to download software. So we're trying to get a hold of the police chief in Uranus, Missouri, because the headline from last week was simply, Rat Boy Missing. Big headline in the Uranus Daily News. So I briefly chatted with the chief of police in Uranus, and he agreed to go on with us and tell us what they know.
I have not heard.
Well, you know what that tells me, Dan?
Yes.
They're right in the thick of this investigation.
They are, but hopefully we have something here in the next...
They're pouring over... I don't know. I don't want to
forensic
say the word.
Evidence.
Well, I don't want to say that because that implies foul play or death. We wish positive thoughts for Rat Boy. We don't want something to have happened to him. So we got that, and then we got this called the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
Not today.
Wow, it's one of those days. What a weird day. I have no energy. It's weird. I have no energy. You know, it's a stinking gray sky.
Well,
the sun out here.
That, and there was a full moon over the weekend, and I truly believe that it kind of carries over. And you know what this
is? There's a full moon over Tulsa. Hope that it's shining on you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
David Frizzell and Kelly West, you're the reason God made Oklahoma.
But this full moon was called the Beaver Moon.
I know. I've heard of this.
Yeah. Ooh. I have no idea why.
Are we in the Beaver Moon now?
I think
it was. Or is the Beaver Moon, is it just certain locations like Uranus?
No, the Beaver Moon was over the weekend, I believe.
May I ask what a beaver moon is?
Oh, you can
no
ask.
Idea.
You can ask. We don't know.
No, we don't know.
We just know it's called. Look, I should know what a blue moon is. I still don't know what. I know it's a blue moon, and I've heard it. I don't know what it means. It's not really blue.
Blue moon is the second full moon of the month.
Why is it called blue?
I have no idea.
Well, then the answer is you don't know.
No, I don't
because
know why it's called blue.
Because that's when Smurfs are born.
When what?
When Smurfs are born.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you know what? This we should have played. We would play best of, but we don't have any best of. We haven't had a show yet in 5 weeks good enough to be called best of. So we don't have anything to replay. We should have all stayed home.
I like it when he said, because that's when Smurfs are born. Anyway,
a blue moon is an additional full moon. Let me start this over. A blue moon is an additional full moon that appears in a subdivision of a year, either the third of four full moons in a season or a second full moon in a month of the common calendar. He was actually right for a change.
Wow. I still have no idea what you said.
Right. Second full moon of the month.
No more Burke segments. Is that right? I mean, that's it.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
All I had was Dan's blue moon thing.
Well,
Tim's raising his hand.
All right, I got one thing. So one of the things that my PI firm does is we go around and we confiscate illegally copyrighted material. When companies call me and they say, hey,
that sounds cool.
You know, somebody's infringing on our copyright. We want you to go and serve a cease and desist letter, and we want you to confiscate the material that you buy. So I had this company that hired my firm over the weekend, and the copyrighted thing that they have is called a pop socket.
Okay,
and I've got one here on my phone here. I want to show you, Frank, because I knew explaining it to you would be a challenge. So a pop socket is an accordion-like device that sticks to the back of your iPhone, and then you can mount it. So your phone...
I
have one on my phone.
Right, I've seen this.
And then they also have mounts that you can like attach to that wall or your microphone stand or whatever so that you can like look at the phone
car
or you can put it on
like
the car dashboard and that kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, so I confiscated about 300 of these things over the weekend. And I
how did you confiscate them?
Well, we walked up to the owners of these devices in kiosks in various malls in the St. Louis metropolitan area, and we said, "Hey, here's a cease and desist letter, and if you don't turn over these materials right now, my company that hired me is going to charge." We made a purchase, so we knew who they were.
Yeah.
My company that hired me is going to charge you with selling illegally copyrighted material, and you're going to have a lot of legal fines, and you're going to have, you know, the hassles, and the mall might kick you out, and all kinds of bad things might happen. So these people basically say, "Hey, look, we don't want to tell you who our supplier is because I'm supposed to ask that, but we'll go ahead and turn you over the material." So now I have like 400 of these things. And so I asked the company, I said, "What do you want me to do with them?" I'm like, "Well, you know, put them in the dumpster, throw them away, or, you know, you can send them back to us if you want or whatever."
What?
So I brought in about 30 of them.
Oh, Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll take
to the station
like
today.
Christmas.
And,
hey.
Well, and see, here's the thing.
I'll take a couple.
Does Tim get a round of applause for that?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Mm. And they they come with different designs on them.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, there's like dogs, and there's a pair of lips, and there's like a WWF logo, and there's a football, and there, you know, there's like all these different things. So, you know, I know, Frank, you got a wife and three kids, so, you know, you get like a six pack.
Ooh, right? Thank you.
Limey's got a mom, and then she's got five ex husbands, and so Limey, I'm going to give you, how many kids you got, Dan?
Thank you, counterfeiters, wherever you are.
Yeah, right.
Four kids.
Limey, I'm going to give you a three-pack of them, okay?
Cool.
And then Straussy, you get a four-pack of them.
Oh, nice. I've got got a pug, I've got the American flag, and I've got a nice little flower
design.
Why don't
you go bust some of the really nice fake Rolex places?
That's next weekend. I'm going to confiscate those.
Well, how often does this happen? Like, how often do you get sent out to go and request things? And, like,
well,
I'm kind of interested now.
I've got nine employees that work for me full-time.
Wow.
This is a big business that I run here. You know, I mean, I Frank calls this a hobby of mine, which kind of it is, because, I mean, this really takes up all hours of my waking day to run this firm. But we do this kind of stuff a lot. You know, T-shirts and knockoffs and, you know, fake purses, Gucci's and, you know, Louis Vuitton, stuff like that. We're the only... You know what? I won't even get into it, but you know, purses and stuff like that. So anyway, as I confiscate, well, he was looking at I'm the new guy here still. You know, it's my fifth week, so I'm just saying that as a perk of my continued presence on this show, anytime that I confiscate any illegally manufactured goods, I share
job
with
security.
The people on the show.
Love it. Look at this. Candy and phone case things. I'm cool with that. Past 2 weeks.
Now, there are levels of fake Rolexes, fake Breitlings, you can go to Chinatown, New York, and a fake Rolex for $10. It looks like $10.
Purses are a big thing. You know what happens is the Chinese people that make these purses, it's the same people that are making the legitimate ones. They say, okay, make us 1,000 Louis Vuittons. And then they make 1,000 Louis Vuittons, and then the assembly line stops, and all the supervisors go home, and all the workers go on a coffee break, and when the supervisors are gone, they come back, and they start up the assembly line again, and they start making the knockoffs that they sell. And that's how the markets gets flooded with this stuff.
Well, what I was going to say is there are levels of counterfeit watches. You mm-hmm. can pay $1,000 for a counterfeit $50,000 watch, mm-hmm. and only a jeweler can tell. They have to open it up to tell. That's how good they are.
Man, it's like a painting.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's how good they are. And if you ever happen to get the job to go bust those places, I'll take a Breitling, I'll take a Rolex.
Just text me.
They're actually really good watches.
Yeah.
They're just not really Rolex or Breitling or Puget or whatever those names are of watches. All right. So, make another try at the Jeep.
Yeah, I have. I was just trying.
Maybe if I text him, because I have a cell phone number.
That's what I was doing also.
Okay. Well, if you were doing it, then I know. This does not look good. We're trying to find out everything we can about Rat Boy and what might have happened to him.
But he did say yesterday, I know we were going to try and have him on yesterday, and then we got really busy. So we...
Well, he knows we're looking for.
Yeah, and he said that tomorrow he should be able to go on.
All right. I'm going to do some business. We're going to take a quick break. We come back and... we take your calls, or there's something I'd like to just to kick around with you that really bugs me when and not many people do this, but I worked for a guy who did this, and it's not right. It's fraudulent, and it's just something something really wrong with it, but people do it. Now I'll leave you there, and I'll tell you what it is when we come back. Johnny Londoff is every Tuesday allows me to do the commercial. Now yesterday I did it because he was busy. And that's good, too, when he's that busy. We haven't even spoken to him since duck hunting season opened. So he went this weekend. We don't even know if he got any ducks or not. I guess we'll find out maybe tomorrow. But here's what I don't have to speak with him about to know, and that is that every day, AM and the PM people go to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet and shop for new Chevys, pre-owned Chevys, or pre-owned other things. We want that to keep going. See, we're new here. What happened was we had a whole bunch of advertisers that came with us. Now, they're not going to stay with us if you don't stay with us, if you don't continue to shop there. Notice I said shop there. I didn't say buy it there. That's up to them. We get you there, the rest is up to them. And they know that. That doesn't worry them at all. Doesn't even worry them if you shop 5 different car dealers. Go ahead, shop them, and then go to Londoff. Just include Londoff. If I could go somewhere and place a bet on that, which I can't, but if I could, I would bet on that being the dealership you end up with and that you go back to after that next time and that you send your friends and your neighbors and your relatives to. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, because I had a wonderful discussion after the show last night with somebody about business and talking about why some businesses do better than others, and it almost always comes down to this, people. It's the people you're dealing with that usually determine whether or not you go back. I didn't like the way I was treated. Nobody waited on me. They were all over me. They wouldn't leave me alone. I said, I just want to look around. They wouldn't leave me alone. It's how you're treated. That's what you walk away with. Prices are all pretty competitive. Dealerships don't like that when you say it. Johnny probably doesn't like it, but it's true. There are other dealers that will come real close to the Londoff price. So now you have to decide, okay, there's $20 difference in the price of these vehicles. Where am I going to buy it? That's why we want you to shop and include Londoff, because I think that will be what makes the difference, is the way people are treated. Johnny Londoff, they've been at this a long time, folks. His dad opened that location in 1960. So was that 57 years or something like that? That's a long time. As Johnny Mathis said, that's a long, long time. Okay, that was not a good Johnny Mathis at all. That was a horrible Johnny Mathis. But he did have a song called 12th of Never, and he said, that's a long, long time. That is a long time, 57 years. They're still in the same place. Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic, and here's Tory Lyons.
Is brought to you by Staples. Quality of north and south down 270 at Olive. There is an accident reported northbound. Car fire clear eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt. An accident westbound 70 west of Jennings Station. Bermuda and Natural Bridge are picking up the overflow and delays northbound 170 from 72 Frost. Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products. And now save 20% off print and marketing service orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, there's nothing better than getting a great shave. And I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving. And the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best only at MyBookie.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
It's really the blues, man. I say songs like this. There's some songs on. You don't need to hear much of it. You know what it is, yeah. I want you to start that over. I'll show you something, okay?
All right, one second.
In my next life, in my radio life, what I'm going to do like a blues kind of a and a soul show. Let's pretend it's late at night, like 12 midnight, straight up. Pitch black, dark, romance time. Hey, Marvin Gaye, you know the song. You all know the song. Heard it. It's a great band. One of the all-time great intro. You know as soon as you hear it. Bring it on in here now, Marvin. I bet you want to how I do. Unless you start walking up right. You young cats. Stop that for a second. You young cats, you don't know nothing about walking them no records because you never had to do it. You had to excuse me a minute. See, smoky bars, lounges. I play in some places that everybody's smoking, everybody drinking. You put enough whiskey smoke down your throat, you sound like this. Play a song, can I practice that again? No, start off here, start over. Now, I'll tell you, I'll point to you when to start, okay? Right, if I own this station, here's what I do with it. Don't wait till I point to you, okay? Well, good evening, everybody. You got the soul, man. It's midnight straight up. It's a beautiful night. Blue moon time, you know that. You know what that say? That say romance to me.
Fever moon.
It also... Stop the music.
What?
You... I'm play acting. I'm pretending like a black soul... and then you ruined it.
Oh. Sorry.
Nice. I'll point to you. Okay.
We need to get a lawnmower sound effect.
We just mowed your lawn.
We just came out of the news with Tim Woodburn late at night on a Saturday night. Tim just did the news, and then I come in.
Well, thank you, Timmy, for that news update. 12:05. Welcome, everybody. It's Blues Man with you. Have a good night tonight. It's a beautiful one, too. You know, it's a blue moon. Now, some folks talks about the beaver moon. I don't know. I don't know what that is, but I know it is the blue moon. I'll tell you something else I know. And that's when you hear these notes. Ain't no question. Ain't no doubt about who it is we're talking about. We're talking about Marvin Gaye. Ain't no other way. He make my day. I tell you, 590 soul time.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I am going to do one more stop, maybe in the radio business after this, but it's going to be country music. And it'll be what I consider to be the best of the best country ever.
Are you going to do that voice?
Well, you could.
How you doing?
You know, the strip joint right across the river allegedly is now a country strip joint. Did you know that?
The country cabaret?
What?
P.T.'s.
Yeah, country cabaret.
Country?
It's a country strip joint.
Well, that's about time.
That doesn't have Frank Opinion written all over it. I don't know what does.
Dan, we were country music. Why was there no country
strip
joint?
I don't know.
What is that all about?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Hey, fellas, get out of the ass and move your glass. That's not an appealing reveal. We got Ronnie Millsap over here.
No. That, what you just did, that is not country at all.
No, that's the DJ talking to the crowd about the country song.
No, the DJ, her country music would never sound like that.
Well, and a strip joint, he might.
You ever hear Bo Matthews?
No.
Bo Matthews, W-I-L. That's a country DJ.
But I'm with Tim. I'm with Tim in the strip joint, Bo. The DJ
Not if it's country. They'll boo him out of there.
Oh.
Well, boy, you
don't think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna boo him.
No, you know what they say.
I wonder if they
say, Who's that old boy up there trying to talk about country music? What does he sound like? He's from New York City or something. Get the hell out of here. And they'd run him out and they'd take him out of the parking lot and beat him up. Get then they'd bring in a guy to come in there and sound like he should sound.
Randy Markell could be the DJ over at the Country Strip.
He could, except that his voice is too high.
Now, fellas, it's time to put some greenery on that scenery, okay?
Okay, maybe he could.
Get off your ass and move your glass, okay?
No, okay, you know what? Yeah, okay. Okay, take it back. Yeah, he could. I still deep down want to be that guy, that guy that drank too much whiskey and sucked up too much smoke. That's the guy I want to be.
Oh
my goodness, do my eyes deceive me?
No.
Who's on the phone?
Yes. How about that?
Do you have his theme? Do you have Norman's theme? We didn't even think about
this. Does Wyman even know? No, I don't even think he...
Is there anything in there that says Norman that just says Norman? Norman. Do you have anything that says Norman?
Give me a couple of seconds to find it.
No.
Go to John.
One, two. That's two.
Go to John before you go.
I'll talk to John. Let me have John, and then while you look for Norman's theme song, I'll talk to John. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous, gang. I don't think I have to tell you, but I will, that I'm aiming to
be. No, you never have to tell. Take it anyway. We're getting Norman on the phone. I don't want to make him hold too long. What's going on?
No. First of all, I was thrilled to death to hear Norman. I've missed Norman.
Well, you haven't heard him yet. He's on hold.
Well, we're going to. And secondly, it's been how about a 15-year reunion interview for the fellow with the nudist colony?
A fellow at the nudist colony?
Oh, yeah, you interviewed. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Nottingham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe related to that chief we're going to talk to.
So yeah. maybe you could do a reunion interview.
They usually don't work. You know, it's a one-time deal. It's interesting once, and that's it, you know. Try to go back and revisit it. It just doesn't work.
My favorite was the guy. I can't remember the guy's name, but the guy that had hair everywhere, including his tongue.
Yeah.
He had hair on his
tongue. Make a Norman wait when you do that.
No.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh. Crap.
Anyway.
Too late.
My headlight.
Have a fabulous day.
Your headlights.
My headphones have died.
Your headphones have died.
Your headphones died?
Yeah.
John?
Really?
You know what? You made John mad. You made him hang up. Did you find Norman's music?
I did not.
Well, look under N.
I'm looking
if
everywhere.
Can you look under YouTube and find...
Yeah, Norman. Sue Thompson.
Yeah, Sue Thompson, Norman.
Tell Norman to hang on.
Hang on, Norman.
We got to do this right. If we're going to do it, we have to do it right. I don't want to bring Norman in for the first time to our new station and not give him his theme music.
Yeah.
Tim, are you familiar with Norman?
Nope.
He's a special listener.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Is that it?
That was it.
Okay.
So, like, Limey's a special board op? I mean,
kind of.
Dan's a special call screener. Yeah. I'm your special news guy.
Now, are you waiting for me to introduce it or something?
Yeah.
All right, folks, it's time for... No, stop. Hold on. No, stop.
Let's do it. You know
when
what?
When I said what?
Why? He has to go into the song because I don't know. Go ahead and play it. Play it. Start the song. Because it doesn't start right away.
I don't care. He can start it just like he did just now.
Okay.
All right, let's do it again. Stop it. Now start it completely over.
Take four.
All right? Anytime you want. Start it. Well, I think we know what this song is. It's a theme song for a guy we haven't spoken to for a while, Norman. Now, you got to turn it
up. No, keep it up.
Stop
the music.
Keep the music turned
up.
That's his theme song. So when I say, you know, you bring it up, Norman, and then we listen to it a little, then we bring him in. Okay. Let's try this one more time. Okay?
Take five.
Take 37. All right, start at the music, please.
All the way at the beginning or just
all
go back?
All the way at the beginning.
Yeah, just way to the top.
All right.
Bye.
Smooth.
Broadcast center.
It's been a smooth hour.
Here we come. No, don't look at me. Just start it. I told you to start it. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think we know what this music means. It's just time to catch up with the guy we haven't spoken to for a while. His name is...
Norman.
Oh, yeah.
See how that works?
I get it.
See how smoothly that works? Just leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen from Sullivan, Missouri, I can't believe it's been like 5 weeks we haven't spoken to him since we've been here. Would you please say hello to Norman?
Hey, Norman.
Hey, Norman.
Norman.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said, hey, Norman. Norman, you can't believe how many people have asked about you and why we haven't had you on here. Now, do you know we changed stations?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good, concise answer. You didn't know how to get a hold of us, or?
No.
Well, Dan's going to make sure you do know how, okay?
Yeah.
That you have the number, because we don't want to lose touch with you. I want you to say hi to Tim. He's new to the show. He doesn't know you or about your talent. So, Tim, this is Norm.
Hi, Norman.
Hi, I'm Norman. I play the kazoo.
He plays. He's a master.
Yes.
He's a kazoo. You know how Dan is on the harmonica?
Right.
Norman plays the kazoo.
That's awesome.
It is.
And some other things, too. A few other.
Norman, we have not talked for a while. How's Rosemary?
She's doing pretty good. I called her just a little while ago and prayed with her.
Prayed with her? Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you pray about?
Said Our Father and Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, something else. I got good news. I had a cataract taken off my right eye.
All right.
Done at the Festus Surgery Center in Festus.
I think that's where the Festus Surgery Center is, in Festus. Mm-hmm. Now, can you see better with that eye?
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah, it sure does.
What about the other eye?
The other eye is pretty good.
Now, I hear people in the background. Who are those people, Norman?
They Twin City Surgery Center in Festus.
Are you there now?
They treat you really good.
Now, where are you now?
I'm at home right now.
Now, who are those people in the background that I heard? Who are they?
My sister and her husband.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very rude of them. Don't they know you're a radio star and you're on the radio? Rude of them to make noise, I think. Maybe not.
I'll have to tell you what happened when I called.
Okay. Now, Norman, you okay? You feel okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay.
All
right.
Because you sound good. Sound really good.
I'll play the happy birthday roll call.
Oh, heck yeah.
It has a birthday.
Well, for everybody has a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
That's what we've been missing. One of the radio stations in town is celebrating its 50th birthday
now
today.
Now the wedding march.
Changed it up. He held the note at the end. You know what I'm saying? That's what artists do. They change it up.
Yeah.
You think you know what they're going to do, and whoa, that's called creativity.
So, Norman,
can you do Cashmere by Led Zeppelin?
No. He doesn't.
Oh, I didn't know.
Take requests,
if you ever get.
So he has.
Sorry. Got it. Sorry.
If you ever get married, you can hire
Norman. I can play Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's always a good
one. Whoa.
Another song?
Hold on.
Wow.
That's it, all right.
Jesus Christ Superstar. That's the first.
Yeah.
Man, wow.
Something else,
You know, people, Norman, when they hear you play, they know exactly what you're playing. That's how good you are. Because the last time you did that song you just did, I was with some people, and they went, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I said, yep, that's it. Jesus Christ Superstar. that's what he's playing.
Yep.
They didn't even have to say the superstar part. I knew they knew what you were playing. Now, Tim has never heard. I know you do actually three or four songs, not just one, three or four. And one of them is Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of your best. Can we hear that?
Yeah.
All right.
Catch that curveball. Let's play ball. Mm-hmm.
The dog liked it. Got that dog all going. Yeah. I read, Norman, when dogs hear music they really like, they start barking at the end of the song. Mm-hmm. So that means they loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, those two people, Ben, the back, that's your sister and her husband, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being rude.
Yeah. Do they know that right now you're on the air?
No.
They don't know. Is it like a secret thing? You're kind of in a closet or something?
I don't know. She might know that you're on the radio because she answered the phone when I called and she asked who it was, and I told her who I was.
Now, you're still in Sullivan, right?
Yeah.
I know. Sullivan is not far from Uranus. Did you know that? Yeah. Uranus, Missouri? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You did know that.
Now you gotta get...
Have you been to Uranus?
You
going to
get red?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not so far.
Now, what is she saying?
Not
she
said, so far.
You're going to get red. Is that what she said?
Are we on speaker?
So have you been to Uranus?
He said, no. Not so far.
Not so far. You need to go there, Norman. Great fudge. They have a great fudge factory, the Uranus Fudge Factory. I hear it's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you wanted to do before we go get, move on?
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I'm a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Now, was that an actual turkey? Was that
again?
Was that an actual turkey, or was that you?
That was me.
That sounded just like
tell.
A turkey.
I couldn't really good.
I could not tell. It sounded like a turkey.
It made me hungry. Well, hopefully, we talk to you before Thanksgiving, Norman.
Yeah, we're not waiting until Thanksgiving to talk to you yet.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Dan, did you give him the number already?
Not yet.
All right,
but I'll give.
You hang on, Norman.
Okay.
And Dan is going to make sure that we have your phone. Norm, it's a pleasure talking to you again, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Crank that music. Great Norman out, everybody. Norman, we don't even know his last name, but it's just Norman. Well, Tim, now you've had the pleasure, the privilege of meeting on the air, at least Norman.
Clearly a friend of the program, a list that just keeps on growing ever since I've been a part of this deal.
Yeah, more to come. Window World is the, oh man, look at that time, it just flies. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And for good reason, because when people want a replacement window, what do you want? You want a reasonable price. This is beyond reasonable. This is a great price. You want something that's going to last a while. This is a very strong window. I have stood on the window and jumped up and down on it, laid it down on the floor, and I just jumped. I couldn't hurt it. The lifetime warranty on the labor, the glass breaks, parts, the whole thing. And 15 months, same as cash, with approved financing. They will come to your house. They will give you an estimate. Take a look. See how many windows you need. Pay exactly what it'll cost to take the old ones out, put the new ones in. That's all part of the deal. And when they leave, there'll be no mess, no fuss, no nothing, just great windows. The cold weather, she's a-coming. She's coming soon. Man, when it's wet and cold, it feels like it's 10 degrees to me outside. So it is coming. Don't throw away a lot of wasted heat you don't have to use just because it's all going back outside, because around the windows, cold air is coming in, hot air is going out. Window World. You want to know more? Window World St. Louis. com.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
First Community Credit Union, I didn't go in today. I went in yesterday. I don't use the drive-thru. I never have. I like to go in. I like the people. You will, too. Popcorn is fresh. It's warm. And, boy, does it taste good on a day like today. And all the locations have it. You can thank me for that. Originally, it was just at the headquarters. And I said, hey, how about popcorn at all locations for all people? Equality for all. That's what I said. And now they have it everywhere. Here's what else they have everywhere. Great rates. Very competitive rates. You have the rest of this month and next month to take advantage of something that ends at the end of the year, and that is the $100 they want to give you just for moving your car loan from wherever else it is to First Community Credit Union. That's it. That's the whole deal. You bring them your car loan, move it, they give you, they put $100 in your account. And there's other good news. Many of you will find that the rate is lower on your car loan at First Community. Maybe not all of you, but many of you. That means a lower car. So you got $100 in your account, and your car payment is very possibly will be lower. How about that deal? There's a reason they're the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. 43 locations.